Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, I'll tell you, if you haven't heard After the Paracast yet, that's our premium podcast available to Paracast Plus subscribers, you're really missing something. Because Chris and I spend an extended amount of time talking about a lot of important subjects, such as the fact that he's trying to set up these webcams in the Mysterious Valley, and we're now being visited by black helicopters. Do you hear them in the background? I'm kidding. But anyway, trying to record what may be unusual events there, but it's going to take a little bit of money to get it going. So if there are any people out there who have some money to burn, you got a big tax refund, or maybe you're well-heeled and looking for an investment, talk to Chris. Chris, give our listeners a brief idea what we're talking about here, and then we'll get into the contest we're running for the Paracast Plus.
Well, the San Luis Valley Camera Project is kind of a labor of love. I've been wanting to do this since the mid-90s when it would have cost about $1 million. Now, with the cost of technology coming down and the availability of the Internet, it can be done for about $50,000-$60,000. And we already have a lot of the equipment. It's just a matter of finding the right provider and coming up with a budget to be able to pay for high-speed Internet so that these cameras can talk to one another. Essentially, it's a four-camera setup. In the center at the base station would be an all-sky cam, which allows you a 180-degree view of the entire horizon and the entire sky. And each one of the pixels in that image has coordinate data and has a number. And when an event triggers a series of parameters, then that motion sets the record function on. That quadrant data or the coordinate data is sent by the sky cam to all three of the triangulated cameras, and they all swing around, and together they optically focus on the event. We also want to have a recording magnetometer and a recording gravimeter to supplement the visual part of this. If we double the price of the system, we can also have forward-looking infrared, FLIR. We also want to have a slaved platform, which will also swing around with the coordinate data with a telescope on it. That telescope will have a blaze grating on it to separate the light into its various spectra so we can analyze the type of energy that these objects are emitting. This is a step forward in ufology. This is true field research. This is where we need to go if we're going to make any more headway in this field. Collecting anecdotal reports is not doing the trick. We've been doing it 60 years. This is a positive step in the right direction. So there.
So there. What you can do here is visit our site, theparacast.com, click Contact Us, and if you think you can help or you have ideas, present them. That email goes to me and it goes to Chris. So we'll be happy to hear from you. Let's see what happens. Speaking of doing things, on the Paracast Plus, we have a contest. And the contest is based on an award from one of our members of two memberships, one-year memberships. Normally, they're $50 each. And we'll give away those two memberships to a lucky listener to the Paracast, and here's how you enter. First, join the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com, and there, it gets complicated, but just stay with me here. There you will see a forum topic or thread called Paracast Plus Membership Gift. And you write a message and tell us why you deserve it. Maybe you're retired, maybe you're a student. You know, maybe you were laid off from your job, you don't have the extra money to join Paracast Plus. Tell us why. We'll give away two memberships. If you want to find out what Paracast Plus is, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. For the rest of you, it's $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 for 5 years. You will get the After the Paracast podcast that you can't get any other way. Exclusive Paracast Plus members. We also have the ad-free version of the show, and a video channel is coming. More good stuff. plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Now, as you know, one of the most popular pursuits online is internet flaming. People attack one another. It can get very personal. It's not always the nicest thing to see, but it happens to all of us. Well, you know, the companies that register internet domains have what are called new top-level domains, or TLD, you know, like .com, .us. Well, they're getting more elaborate now. So as of the end of this month, a company called Vox Populi Registry will administer the .sucks domain. Okay? .sucks. I'm serious. Okay, so you could have, like, theparacast.sucks. It's going to cost as much as $2,500 to register. So if you really want to start the paracast.sucks domain or mufon.sucks domain.
Hey, don't give anybody any ideas there, Pallywog.
Well, you know something? They already have those ideas. They don't need a .sucks domain. But if you want one and you have $2,500 to waste, there you go. We don't. We'd rather pay rent. We'd rather pay the electric bill. We'd rather buy food. Maybe contribute a few dollars towards Chris's webcam campaign. But .sucks, unless someone wants to donate it to us, I don't know. This way we can control the message. .sucks. Can you believe it? They're doing this now, of course, to make money. They have all these top-level domains that will only confuse people.
All right. Sounds kind of sucky to me.
Ba-boom. Let me recommend you folks go to a blog, Google it, called The Roswell Slides or The Case of the Fraud Prince. That's my old friend Kurt Collins. And Kurt, of course, has been on the show talking about the Cash Landrum case. He administers a site called JimMosley.com. So those who were friends of Jim Mosley want to see his writings, want to learn more about UFO fields, court jester, JimMosley.com. But check out online Kurt Collins' blog about Roswell slides. I mean, if you look over the history of Roswell, there have been hoaxes over the years. Remember the alien autopsy? So the question here is, will the Roswell slides case end up being another alien autopsy? What about MJ-12 back in the 80s? Does it happen every 10, 15 years? We get a brand new hoax about Roswell. It keeps the interest alive, but if it's a hoax, what does it do to show us what happened? What's the value in that?
Just keep watching that little sock puppet. Keep your eyes over here, folks. Hey, see these fingers moving right over here?
Okay, it's a Penn and Teller trick then.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the Roswell hoaxes are perpetrated by Penn and Teller. They're going to sue us now.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're doing it. But that's the point here, where we're seeing all this advanced hype as to how great the Roswell slides might be. And then there's a quote at the end of this very long article from Kurt, from Jaime Maussan, implying that scientific research will begin after that. Well, what's the point of having an event where we may have a smoking gun for Roswell if the research hasn't been done? I mean, can we just say, okay, maybe these pictures were taken in 1947's claim. Maybe they can determine that. I don't know. I think they can determine when the emulsion was made, but not necessarily when the slides were taken. But maybe they were. That doesn't prove what's in the picture.
No.
And even if it doesn't look like a mummy, it looks like it might have been a living creature. How do you know? Movie special effects may not have been as good in 1947 or wherever these pictures were taken, but it doesn't mean they couldn't have done it. Anyway, let's move to another topic here. Today's show, and let me explain, in the past we had an episode with Daz Smith back 5-6 years ago, and he was a fellow who engaged in remote viewing, and he did an experiment with the Paracast, and he had some positive results. You have to listen to the episode and see. I'll tell you more about it later on. Dr. Russell Targ was a guest on the Paracast, thanks to Chris, talking about remote viewing. We've got somebody who claims to have worked with all those remote viewing people, like Dr. Targ and all those other people, Dean Radin, Skip Atwater, all the people famous in remote viewing. His name is Marty Rosenblatt, and he has a website called AppliedPrecognition.com. And apparently they're interested in making money from precognition, but I don't know. We're going to have to see where this takes us.
That's interesting. Shades of Ed Dames in SciTech.
Marty Rosenblatt,
Coming next with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast this week, we've got Marty Rosenblatt, and he's associated with an organization called AppliedPrecog.com. And has reportedly worked with a lot of the major figures in remote viewing research. And we mention this because we've done other shows on remote viewing. In fact, I think about a year and a half ago, we had Dr. Russell Targ as a guest. So we're definitely interested in how that works. And maybe we can urge Marty later on to try and experiment. Just to tell you, Marty, we had a remote viewer on the show 5 or 6 years ago, named Daz Smith from the UK. And we did an experiment with him, and he passed it. So just think about that. We don't want to put you on the spot. But tell us about your background, how you got interested in this, and what made you feel you may have some extraordinary abilities.
Well, first, I do not think I have any extraordinary abilities, personally. I think everybody has some level of remote viewing and precognitive abilities, the ability to see into the future. I got into this general area really based on my interest in things like science fiction, imagining what could be. And then I'm trained as a physicist. I've got a master's degree in physics from UCLA. So I've always had this general interest in psychic phenomena, things of that sort. I then in 1976 saw a paper by Russell Targ and Hal Pudoff from the Stanford Research Institute, which was the first really scientific paper I've ever seen that demonstrated, I thought rather clearly, that some people call it clairvoyance, psychic phenomena. They invented a word, remote viewing, because the government does not like psychic phenomena. And so science, for the first time in my experience, was really doing a good job of getting into this remote viewing precognition field. That's basically how I got very interested in it. And I actually met Russell Targ and Hal Pudoff back in 1976.
Well, tell us how you got involved in working with them.
Well, I had government contracts with agencies like the Defense Intelligence Agency. And when this paper came out, I actually went to the DIA and said, gee, you guys ought to really be following this. I mean, these guys are able to get information, at a distance. That's what remote viewing can do, get information at a distance in space and time. And they sent me off to meet them. They wanted an independent scientists to kind of evaluate them. It turned out, and I didn't really know this when I first went to them, that they were funding SRI. But so I went and met them, and I was terribly impressed. I told that to the DIA. And that was how I first, found out about it. I followed the field. It turned out it was many years later I started doing workshops in the area of what's called associative remote viewing, where you actually make specific predictions about future events. And I did my first workshop with Russell Targ. So we, and we built up a relationship. I've done many workshops with him and other people in the field, and we're doing one in New Orleans this summer. So I've been active for about the last 15 to 20 years. My initial introduction was way back in 76. I tried to get contracts with the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I was never able to land a contract. But my interest remained, and I actually started doing workshops about 17 years ago.
Now, just to be blunt about it, do you have a day job?
I'm now retired. I retired from the physics area about, 15, 17 years ago. And I've really been devoting myself as a scientist to understanding what consciousness and precognition is all about. How is it that you can truly gather information from the future? Not perfectly. And that's what makes this area so difficult, and why most scientists, in fact, will not accept the reality of precognition, even though by all scientific standards, it's indeed been shown to be valid.
Okay, you raised that question. By scientific standards, how has it been shown to be valid?
Stanford Research Institute, for example, did a whole bunch of studies reported in the literature where they demonstrated that they could successfully describe a site in the future. Okay, a site that wasn't chosen. So at time A, there'd be a remote viewing prediction of what was going to be seen, say, 3 hours later. A person would go and randomly choose a location within 20 minutes of Stanford Research Institute after the transcript was generated. And they would then go to a site. They would play around with it. It might be a park. It might be a library. It would be something close by. Now, this is after the transcript is generated. Then this transcript would be given to judges who would look at 9 possible sites, and they would choose which one they think this one was describing. They typically would get 8 out of 9. The judges would 8 out of 9 times choose the correct site that, in fact, the person went to. So that's called an outbounder precognitive kind of
thing. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it is. The other thing which is impressive is this associative remote viewing. There was a guy who just published a paper that made $150,000 by doing binary associative remote viewing. Here, his job is to describe one of two pictures. One is associated, say, with the market going up. The other is associated with the market going down. Now, he does that before the market makes its move, of course. And then what they do is, based on a match of one side or the other, one picture is associated with up, one picture is associated with down. If he gets a good match with, say, the up picture, then he is basically predicting the market will go up.
We're going to have to do our break here in a moment. So
sure.
Let me frame a rather longer question. So can there be any level of control over this ability? And what I mean is those who can do precognition, mm-hmm. maybe guess where the stock market's going. They ought to be billionaires by now because they're able to predict where the stock market's going. They're able to make the proper moves. And they're going to be rolling in cash. So if you're able to do this, are you rolling in cash? We're going to ask about that, and it's an obvious inference from what you say. We have Marty Rosenblatt. We're talking about precognition and remote viewing with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Marty Rosenblatt joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg with Chris O'Brien. We'd like to remind you to visit plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, and check out our premium service, which includes the After the Paracast podcast, that is exclusive to members of Paracast Plus. You also get the ad-free version of the show. We've got video content coming. It's a modest subscription fee, $5 a month, $50 a year. A five-year program also available, plus.theparacast.com. And we also are giving away 2 one-year memberships in Paracast Plus. Go to forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. Sign up in the forums. Tell us why you think you should win the prize. We're talking about remote viewing and precognition with Marty Rosenblatt. And I asked him a question that may be taken as somewhat humorous, but it's obvious from the inference. So, Marty, are people who can predict the future, especially about the stock market, are they rolling in the cash now?
That is just the right-on question. You know, if you're so smart, why ain't you rich?
My wife asks me that all the time.
And let me answer that, because it really puts precognition in its appropriate and proper perspective. The thing you have to really remember is it is not perfect. As far as we know, there is nobody who is close to being 100% perfect. When we say precognition has been proven, and I gave you an example of Stanford Research Institute, there was a group at Princeton University that reproduced what they did. That is, you know, the scientific method. But understand what they proved. What they proved is that precognition, this ability to get information from what we call the future, works at odds much better than chance would tell you. So maybe the analogy I can give you is, you know, if someone gave you a coin and you were to flip it 1,000 times, you'd expect to get pretty close to 500. You know, 500 heads, 500 tails. Let's say you got 600 heads. Well, you know what? That's statistically significant that that coin is phony. Somebody has weighted that coin. So it's not that you would be able to predict heads every time, but you'd be able to predict it 60% of the time with a loaded coin. Well, precognition is giving you information at numbers like 60% of the time in proposition that would be 50-50. Now, that's actually rather spectacular because it shows that there is some sort of noisy signal, if you would, that will connect you with the future, but it's not perfect. Now, the 60% number is not for everybody. This is where some people are better than others at it. Some people, based on what's going on with them in the moment that they're doing a prediction, will do better, will do worse. We're trying to understand all those sorts of things. But even at 60%, frankly, if you can do 60% over a long period of time, you ought to be able to make a lot of money. But it turns out there's a lot involved in that now. You need to be able to wager rather wisely. We talk about that with our people all the time, wager wisely. And you have to have a perspective of wagering for the long term.
Okay, so you're assuming here that if someone is using this ability to earn a living, it's not 100% reliable. You're talking about a 60% accuracy rate. So therefore, it may be that a number of times investments will be made that don't come to pass. So maybe if you're going to do this, learn the stock market well, understand the trends, and maybe you'll have an edge. But that's all it can give you is an edge.
That's how we feel now, that you get an edge over chance. And that's a major part of the challenge we're facing. Let me add that we, in fact, have moved our focus to wanting to work with people who are interested in making money, but for the following reason, and this is important to understand. Look, I'm old enough now, I've been around long enough now, that my primary goal is not to make a lot of money. I'm in retirement. I've made enough money already. I'm doing well. Thank you. My interest as a scientist is to educate society that the world that they normally think of as being the linear time world where you cannot get information from the future, where what you do now causes the future, is more complex, more mysterious, and in fact more marvelous than that. Because there is a feedback loop. I think we understand that concept, where somehow the future is able to influence what is the present. That the past, present, and future are all connected in this very moment. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That I can sit down and do a remote viewing session. I can put information down about, say, a photograph I'm going to see in the future. And I'm getting that information from the future because I have accuracy with that, that's much better than chance. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Dean Radin has done some very impressive work in this regard, showing that the human subconscious reacts ahead of time to stimuli. And he's done quite a bit of work proving this, that there is a physiological component to this, too, as well.
Absolutely. In fact, Dean Radin was at our last workshop, not at, he gave a webinar presentation, an hour webinar presentation at our last workshop in Las Vegas, and he is going to be giving another one in New Orleans in June. And this is so marvelous because it connects health. The title of his talk is going to be Precognition and Your Health. And what he is doing is there are people, in fact, I happen to know one who is a Jungian, psychotherapist who, she happens to be in dreams. I don't know the details of his connection, but there are people who have precognitive dreams, who maybe just have precognitive feelings. In his case, it was about heart problems. Went to doctors, they just somehow knew there was something wrong, and the doctors found nothing the first few times around. Ultimately, they agreed that there was something wrong. So it was like this precognitive ability was able to pick up a health issue again from the body, as you say, before even medical science could do it.
Well, wouldn't you think that if somebody has a problem, a health problem, they do sense it in some fashion? This is not something that's invisible, even if it's a problem that isn't discovered yet through testing, or they haven't submitted to tests. They know it. The mind knows what's going on. And somehow that might be a feeling of dread. It might be some kind of feeling. So I'm not surprised if a person who is ill senses it. I think, for example, my late mother-in-law, in the months before she died, realized she was very sick, but didn't give a clue in terms of having symptoms that were unusual. We have Marty Rosenblatt. And more to come with Gina and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't go
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and with Chris, Marty Rosenblatt's joining us, and we're discussing precognition and remote viewing. And I pose the question here about one's own illness, that even though tests haven't been made yet, or maybe you don't see symptoms, if something is wrong, you know it. Marty?
Yeah, and the examples you gave actually make a good point. Whether or not this is precognition in the way that I really mean it, where there's no other way to get the information but an event happening in the future. In this case, your point is well taken, Gene, because there may very well be subtle signs that are going on that consciousness itself in the moment can be picking up in the moment. And so I accept what you said. And in fact, when we have Dean on, I'm going to ask him that question. And I think he'll probably have to say, yes, it may not be precognition in the way we normally mean it. But the whole issue of consciousness is so closely related. All these things are linked together and tangled together, if you will. And my feeling is that consciousness, whether it's connected with health, whether it's connected with pure precognition, is really the unifying element that's going on here. Consciousness is like the fundamental, and what we experience moment to moment in our conscious living day-to-day physical life is coming from something which is even more fundamental than the physical world. Time and space somehow come from, you know, the words now fail because consciousness is so fundamental. And yet it's true that the thing that we know more than anything else is this very conscious moment. A future conscious moment is going to be as real as this one. And what precognition shows is that those are, in fact, connected. There's something called the eternal now, where all the conscious moments are somehow all connected and a vague way already out there.
So we're part of a universal consciousness then?
Absolutely. That's my feeling. That's my belief. And that's why precognition, in my opinion, is so important, because it's a kind of a demonstration of that. The fact that we could be connected with the future when viewed as linear time shows that the future is not totally separate from the now moment, that they're entangled in a way which connects everything, this idea of a universal oneness, a universal consciousness. It's a move in that direction. And yes, the intellect has a very hard time understanding that, and yet the reality of precognition demonstrates that this one mind idea, the idea that there is a universal connectivity with all sentient beings, seems to be the way the universe really is, as opposed to one which just goes forward in linear time.
So would time itself be an illusion?
Yes. In fact, you know, Einstein, I don't think I can quote it exactly, but Einstein said the only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once.
Well, sometimes it seems as if everything is happening at once, but that's another story. Let's get back to something you said earlier on, that you could learn these skills, remote viewing, precognition.
Mm-hmm.
How so, and to what extent? I mean, you personally, what can you do?
My batting average is about 55%. I have lots of reasons why I think that's so, but that doesn't matter. You know, one of the things which is very important and which is part of learning about all this is keeping statistics. At APP, the Applied Precognition Project, and that's the appliedprecog.com that you refer to, we actually require all of our members to keep statistics through the group that they're a part of. So we've set up groups with people, and these groups are making predictions, and they're making predictions on sporting events, stock market, things which actually happen, so that you can maintain a hit-miss-pass record. And that's how you get your the probability, say, of your next prediction being a hit based on the past record. So, I mean, it turns out remote viewing and associative remote viewing, all these things go back to the 70s. We are giving workshops. That's one way you can learn it. Again, if you go to appliedprecog.com, you can become part of it. You could learn how to do associative remote viewing there. There are other people who give classes as well. Obviously, if you Google remote viewing, you will get lots and lots of hits. We think that keeping statistics are so important. How many psychics, for example, out there make their yearly predictions, but they never tell you what their ratio of good predictions to bad predictions are. So you can learn this quite easily. And in fact, it would be fun. Geez, I don't know if we can do this now, but at some point it would be fun to have your audience as a very large group make a prediction about, say, a sporting event going on the next day. And what would be involved would be I could choose a couple of pictures. They would get quiet. I mean, this is really all that is involved at the – there are different levels of remote viewing. But if all you're trying to do is to get the general idea of, say, a photograph, you just need to get quiet. Do some quiet meditation, clear your mind of the day-to-day stuff, open yourself up to getting information from the future, move yourself to a time when you're going to see this photograph, get quiet, and then take in that information and write it down on a piece of paper. And then online, we could put the correct picture based on the future. So, you know, what I'm saying is to do remote viewing is actually simple because you You just open yourself up with a strong intention of gathering information from the time in the future when you're going to actually see the correct photograph, for example. I mean, that's the easiest thing to understand. We call that the feedback time, the feedback session.
Now, the critics are going to say, all right, you're getting results a little bit better than chance sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But that may not be enough to provide consistent results. As you say, you get 55%.
Correct.
And that falls within the margins here. So why should anyone take it seriously? I mean, if it was 80%, I'd say, wow, wait a minute.
Well, that's what we're actually shooting for, Gene. I've said that there's an International Remote Viewing Association. It's called IRVA, IRVA.com, IRVA. And at one of the meetings, you know, this is the place where people who are into remote viewing and consciousness, you know, an international group, and they give presentations. I publicly stated there that that's the next significant step up, is to get to something like 80%, because then society will no longer be able to deny this, and they're going to have to start integrating it into the societal mindset. But we're not there yet. We cannot get 80% for long periods of time. We've had 80% for short periods of time, so some individuals. But for this to really make an impact on society, we have to have those kind of hit rates over longer periods of time. Or take a 60% hit rate over a long period of time and make a lot of money.
Well, Marty, one thing comes to mind here, and that is the bad rap that remote viewing began to receive in the 90s with the likes of Courtney Brown, Ed Dames. There was a list of fairly visible remote viewers who were making pretty outlandish predictions and kind of, I think, in many ways spoiled the waters a little bit around the subject of remote viewing. Remember SciTech?
I do.
The company that was started by, I think...
Ed Dames.
Ed Dames, right.
Okay, we'll take a break here. Then we'll be back with Marty Rosenblatt and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.